Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. John Dini is our guest, our good friend, 18, almost 19-year member of our Brain Trust. He is, his website is his blog, which I encourage you to check out, folks, awake at 2o'clock.com. And he's the author of a number of books, including Hunting in a Farmer's World, which is an award winner, a gold medal award winner, and then also Your Exit Map, Navigating the Boomer Bus, which is, as I said earlier, one of the most beautiful books I've ever seen, never mind the content that's outstanding. It's all about helping boomers divest of their business. And, John, we're talking now about planning for the eventuality of an unplanned exit, right?
Right.
What's the next thing we need to know?
I just wanted to mention, Jim, sometimes my colleagues or friends or business associates will say, why are you so focused on exit planning? Why are you talking about it all the time? Statistically, between 50 and 60% of your listeners are over 55 years old.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be a huge event as the boomers transition. We are, and you're one, I'm one. But because there wasn't room in corporate America for all the college-educated boomers that came up,
well, yeah, but of course I escaped.
Yeah, well, I got a couple useless degrees.
That's the story I'm sticking to. I wasn't run off at all. I escaped. I'm sorry. Go ahead, John. I couldn't resist that.
I tell people, I spent tens of thousands of dollars on an education, and fortunately went into business and learned things, spending millions of dollars of other people's money.
Right.
We're about 2.5 times more likely to own a business than the generation mm-hmm. before or after us. And you and I have talked about that before, and I'm sure we'll again. But, it's a big, big shift that's coming over the next 15 years. And it's going to be competitive to get out of your company. The 85% of business owners say that they're going to sell their business to a third party. But if you work with IBBA or the M&A industry, as I do, their success rate for sales is about 20% of the companies they list. So those numbers
yep.
don't jibe.
We asked our audience a month or so ago about that, and about, I think it was about 70% said they expected to sell to somebody else. And in my commentary on the research that we did, I said, the sad thing is that of all those people who think that, only about a fifth of everyone, of them and their peers, are going to actually make that happen.
Yes, yes, and for the rest
of
us.
So somebody's fooling themselves. A whole bunch of folks are fooling themselves, aren't they?
Well, they're just underinformed. That's the choice part. That's why exit planning will take you through those options, and it will change the way you run your company. Let's say you have a business, a nice business, okay? You make a few hundred thousand dollars above your own income in profit every year. And, let's say you look at your choices and you have a longer time frame. Let's say you have 8 or 10 years, but you're just looking now because you want to know what the options are. And if you decide that you eventually want to be large enough to attract private equity or the M&A market, that's one choice.
Mm-hmm. And,
or if you decide that you want to do some sort of mechanism to transfer it to the employees, so you keep your name and your business and your culture and your customer relationships, and so your management team is going to do some sort of leveraged buyout in the future. How you develop your managers, how you plan the company, how you structure your management structure is going to be very different depending upon which choice you made. And every choice you make in the business going forward will be different. So, the purpose of planning is to understand the options, understand what you can do and what will work so that you can shape up the company and groom it for that option.
Well, another thing, one thing you can do specifically that I try to help people and encourage people to do, especially as you, I mean, I've always encouraged people to borrow money to grow their business because that's where most of us get the growth capital. If you can justify the debt, if you've got an opportunity, I think you should take it and move on, pay the bank off and move on. But if you're carrying debt, then the older you get, the more you need to be getting, you need to get rid of that, whatever debt you're carrying, because debt takes away options, doesn't it? You and I both know people who worked a lot longer than they wanted to because they weren't out of debt. They couldn't stop.
And it's not synonymous with exit planning, but when we do an exit plan for a client, we always include contingency planning. And debt is such a large part of that.
Yep.
What happens to your company if you are disabled tomorrow and can't show up for 6 months? And one of the big factors is debt. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have personal guarantees, does your bank panic? Have you been carrying a huge credit line that's going to damage the company that your employees can't handle without your personal net worth behind it?
Yep.
And you know, when people talk about contingency planning, it bothered me because I went out and started looking at it, and it was all disaster planning. What happens if a tsunami knocks down your building? Mm-hmm. You know, and all that's good, and you should have it, and you should have your data backups and all those things. But what happens if you're not there? Just plain old what happens if you're not there? How does your spouse make decisions?
Mm-hmm.
Who runs the company?
How about this? How about writing down all the different things that are going on that nobody knows but you? That's a real story. I've done that, by the way. That's an enlightening event for yourself if you try it. Quick break. Right back with John Deeney. Awake@2o'clock.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.